Hello and welcome to the Over Under Achievers. I'm one of your hosts, Max McCoy. Join me as always. Sales for his jersey are up 400%. I'll let you know. It's Jason Waterfalls.
I bet we're talking about Dame Lillard, right?
We are, obviously, because this is breaking news. We don't often get the break news, you know, because of the nature of how I report, but I heard Taylor Swift's going to Milwaukee Bucks practice later today.
That would be incredible.
What if it was to hang out with Grayson Allen, and then they had to break the news that actually he got traded? Honestly, I don't know that anything can stop the Taylor Swift momentum at this point, but if she started hanging out with Grayson Allen, that might do it. That might do it.
That would be a situation where you're like, okay, she's in her Britney Spears era now.
I can't even think of a comp because it's like a normal, but also a normal that everybody hates. Universally, everyone's like, yes, we all agree that we hate Grayson Allen. It's like
you don't meet any defenders out there at all, ever.
It's the opposite 100% approval rating. He's almost like the evil twin of JJ Redick, you know, where it's like people wanted to hate JJ, but JJ's a pretty cool guy, I think. But Grace sounds like, what if I took all the worst parts of what people hate about JJ Redick and I was that? And that's
college. JJ was pretty easy to hate. Once he got to the NBA and he started playing really hard on defense, I mean, he played hard all the time in college too, but it was like, oh, okay, maybe this guy's likable. Grayson just never turned that corner, you know?
You know what it was for me and people who went to the Austin Live Show or are going to the Atlanta Live Show, this will make more sense later. But it was when he got to the NBA and he was like, hey, I've got some poetry I'd like to share. And he didn't do it in like a, ha, this weird. It was like, what do you think about my rhyming thoughts? And everyone's just like, okay, this guy's not the prince who was promised for us to hate. He's just a weirdo, you know?
I don't think there's anything wrong with someone writing poetry, okay? Quick note for the listeners, I'm not the one that wrote the poetry that's being referenced here.
Poetry positive.
We won't name names, but I think people expressing their feelings and emotions with words, there's nothing wrong with that.
Your words, your choice. You know, we've always been about that here on Over and Achievers. You know, Jamie and I talked about it on for the BFOTS Monday for the podcast. And we really, you know, we kind of muzzled you, you know, like you were in that session and
producing. I did not feel muzzled.
I'm not. We didn't give you space to run and felt like we referred to you, but we didn't like allow you to speak on the topic. So I thought here at the top, like I wanted to give you the freedom to like really like get your takes out there, you know?
I think that it's a situation where she's an Eagles fan. That's got to be addressed. I did not listen. I've never listened to New Heights, Jason and Travis's podcast. I'm sure it needs a lot of help right now getting downloads. I bet there's no attention on it. So maybe they address this, but she's an Eagles fan and the person that she's dating's brother plays for the Eagles. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's got to get addressed at some point. Also, Jason's wife, Kylie, if she approves of it, then I approve of it. And that's my stance.
I think that's fair. You've come a long way from this is the most truest thing that's ever been.
It's not fake. I'm not saying they're going to last forever.
I wanted to get the baby stuff in here.
This is not a baby thing. This is not for PR. Yeah. Why would there's no evidence that points that this is for PR. I'm just kidding. There's a ton. But you're about to tee off.
No. I was just going to say there is a lot of evidence that people who are going through grief are more prone to delusionary opinions, and that's okay, and we accept you for that. You know,
my grandma died weeks ago. I'm okay. You know what
You're
I mean?
Over it.
It's my grief is fine. There, it has nothing to do with Travis and Taylor.
On to Cincinnati. Come on, let's go. Okay, I that makes sense, and I think that feels good. I would say, if I was like advising her camp, because I feel like this has obviously been a success for everybody, but I think there is a slight residue of distaste because of how orchestrated it's felt. And it's like, it didn't respect the listener or I'm sorry, the audience to be like, oh, okay, I can't tell if this is real or not. It was just obviously not real. So I feel like they're taking some heat on that part of it. I would just have recommended like, don't announce that you're going to be there or just be in the crowd, but have a disguise. Okay. Go Groucho Marx. Little hat.
Oh my gosh. That would be like a mustache. Mauling, dude. I mean, you've seen
in the
stands fights.
Don't be in Mama Kelsey's suite. Be in a different one and just have a disguise on. And then have the Iron Man mask, you know? Just like do something to where it feels like you're trying to obscure your identity a little bit, even if you're not. I think that would have helped a little bit.
I think you if you're saying that I'm being a baby, I think you're being a little naive. Okay. I don't think that there's a situation in your mind that you would allow for this to be real. Therefore, everything seems very fake.
I think I would. It they had to have slow played a little bit, like him looking up at the press box.
What if they're in love already?
Okay.
Okay. Maybe that's too far. Okay. I hear you. Let's negotiate this a little bit.
Let's meet in the middle on this.
I'm snapping you quick this morning. I'm like, you're ready to take that driver and swing as hard as you can. I get that. Okay. I don't think that there was a good way for them to, as the kids say, soft or hard launch.
Yeah.
What if they've been in communication and like feeling each other out from a text perspective and having FaceTimes for a few weeks now, a few months? They're both high profile. She did a great job, in your words, acting in the suite. I'm here for there are calculations going on because she is the most calculated person maybe on the planet.
Yeah. And I think you say that you're saying that in a complimentary way, right?
Mostly.
It's
not 100%. It's 97%.
I'm just in awe. Honestly, I really am. So this isn't like, I'm so mad about this. This is more like, Taylor, here's how you get even better at this. You know, here's how you like really stand, because she's not used to like, you know, dealing with the normals like us. So she doesn't know how things are coming off. And honestly, I need to like embrace my bias here, because I do feel like a lot of this is wasting her time. And I think she could be the greatest actress of our generation. And I want her to focus more time on that. I feel like you back me up on that with her turn in Valentine's Day with our other favorite Taylor Lautner. You're shaking your head. You didn't appreciate her in Valentine's Day like I did?
I don't know what bit you're doing, but we have already come to an agreement that has been very difficult for us, that Justin Timberlake needs to only play Justin Timberlake. I want to know what you're talking about, that she could be the greatest actress in the world. I do not think that that is a thing that's going to happen. So Taylor needs to be Taylor, just like
Valentine's Day. I think we all know that. Some of us are just more cowardly and won't like embrace that. If Harry Styles is doing it and he sucks, I feel like Taylor Swift could be amazing. And it's like,
she's already given it a couple of swings.
I know. So give him some more. Okay. You're older. You're better. You're wiser.
Like, all right. That's fair. We're going to give her some more shots, like you've given Justin.
For her, for me, isn't to be like more calculated and more Easter eggy. It's to be like in a Scorsese or a P.T. Anderson movie. That's
those
what
Easter
I want
eggs really upset you.
I think I am really anti a lot of work put into a thing that is going to last 3 seconds in someone's attention and ultimately doesn't really matter. That really bothers
me. See, I got to tell you, that is almost exactly how I would describe you. Putting in weeks of effort for a 3 second audio payoff is something that you do in your editing habits a lot. Like, it's amazing. And I don't understand why you're not appreciating not that like, from her.
It doesn't open a different door to a crypt where then you go down and you find a treasure or you just know something better. I don't care.
It's just the Whopper song being used. That's all it is, right?
Exactly. It's just Whopper song. I feel like Sean McVay and I have 13 plays and I run in different ways, but it's all the same play eventually. And it's all the Whopper song. It comes down to the Whopper song eventually.
I got to tell you, this whole Taylor Travis thing, it's benefiting the NFL more than it's benefiting anyone else. And if that's the case, I don't know why Taylor would choose to do that. And thus makes the love real.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think maybe she's a palate cleanser. It's like a boyfriend palate cleanser, so she can start anew.
Well, she freaking needs one. These other ding-dongs, I don't even know their names, but some of these guys have been woof.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I like Travis a lot. I'm happy for them. Yeah. I think it's real. They were like, everybody was like, oh, when they were walking out of the building, it looked like a middle school couple. It's like, they're not been dating for 18 months, you know?
That's the first words they've ever spoken to each other. So yeah, it's going to look a little awkward. Okay.
Did you hear that suit? I don't remember if I shared this or not, but that suit that he was wearing.
I know what you're about to do. If you're about to take me down an Easter egg rabbit trail, I would just ask that you don't do that right now. Okay.
No. This is not a Taylor controlled thing. Shout out to the people that make that hideous denim, whatever atrocity that he was wearing.
I'm just warning you, if you're going to do like a red threadboard thing, I'm not going to be happy. Going to be pleased, okay?
That thing was not named until that moment what it is now named. They changed it to benefit them. So they upped their own stock. It's not an Easter egg. They changed the name of it. Good for them.
Good for them. Good for you. I really was worried you were going to take me down a thing I just told you I didn't like.
But I didn't. It was a
you didn't. That's a good job. Good job. Like, you did a good job because I thought you were taking me somewhere bad, but you took me to a cool place, and I appreciate that.
I'm bracing for the butt.
No, there's no but. I think I want to read the article or listen to the podcast where someone is just like, Taylor Swift is like a one person economic stimulus. Okay. And I want to like see all, because I've seen a little bit of like how Kansas City, like around the stadium, like how it changed their destiny for like a day. But even stuff like that, like runoff stuff that she has no involvement in. It's truly incredible. Like really, yeah, really, really.
For sure.
Okay, Jason, what's good, man? How are we doing? How are we feeling?
Well, there's a new relationship in the world that I'm happy about, and a lot of people around me are saying it's fake. So, you know, that hurts the heart from just directly.
Yeah, accountability and honesty hurt sometimes. So, you know, it's tough. It's tough love.
Besides that, daughter won softball championship. We have two world champion softball players.
Oh, my gosh.
In the house.
That's incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I had no part in it. She did amazing. I'd say besides that, it's been a tough week from a Notre Dame perspective. Sure. We will be discussing their next game coming up. I am a little bit nervous for the two of us for that. But besides that, doing well and excited to be here with you. How are you doing?
Doing great, man. I've been sympathy grieving with you about Notre Dame. I feel like we really worked through it on the Monday episode and social media on our post that we did.
Oh, did we work through it on the post?
I think so.
Where you said Jason's the saddest person on the planet. Are you sad too?
I had to carry that sadness, you know. I had to be the wheelbarrow for your sadness there for a minute on social media. So yeah, you know, basically even is what I'm hearing. Basically even kind of sadness. Me for you for someone who can't count. But I think it's all good. I think it's all healthy. I'm excited about the live show. I mentioned this in the newsletter that went out yesterday, but we may or may not be in possession of some Overunderachievers friendship bracelets at the live show. So if you're there and you're attending and you see us, you see Jason, you see me, mention you listen to the show. And if we have bracelets left, we will depart with them to honor you and you're listening. So that's very exciting. Okay, Jason, let's get into some a lot of stuff kind of happening a little bit in the sports realm. Some things, really important things, but also kind of some periphery things I wanted to go over with you. You know, we already talked a little bit about the Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. In general, though, like, what's your, because I think we have different opinions on like how much more of this we can take. Mine's a lot less than yours, obviously. But in terms of like how much longer this will be a, you know, a relevant story, if I set the over under at 9.5 days, are you taking the over or the under?
I'll take the over. I think she's going to be at the Jets game that they're playing this week. And then I don't think she's showing up for a while. I think that this is a situation where a couple of games were situationally convenient. And then if they're not together, they're not photoed together, I don't know how for in our circles, if we're not just on the Taylor beat, I don't think that there's going to be like a ton of coverage day to day to day because it is a real relationship. It was fake. If it was fake, it'd be purposely put in the news all the time. So I'm going to take the over.
You kind of hit on it. I just don't know what she's going to get out of it much more than this. Like, what's the point? The only thing I'd be interested in is like, what if she did a, she's in Boulder and she's on the sidelines. I don't know if Shedeur Sanders has spoken for, I don't know how old he is. I don't know even if what I'm suggesting is inappropriate, but like if she's just kind of hopping around to like important, interesting sports situations, I feel like there might be a ripple effect opportunity that's better than Kansas City. You know,
I'll make you a deal.
Really mix some of, huh?
If game day goes back to Boulder and she shows up on game day, okay, that'd be too far for me. That'd be too far.
That'd be too much.
That would be if her and Pat McAfee and Lee Corso are waxing poetic about what mascot he's about to put on his head, then that'd be too much for me.
Do you know what would happen if she showed up on game day as like a guest picker? Like, I don't even understand. I don't know that college towns are equipped to handle like what she would bring to it. And like people knew in advance, that would be insane.
And this is like a little bit not so fun and a little bit serious, but I think that that's like really weird for her. I don't think this is breaking news, but that's got to suck. She can't do anything. This is not like a Matthew McConaughey situation where he can't really go out of his house. He can. He does. It's okay. She cannot move.
No, she really can't. So I don't know if the move would be like, just get really secretive and nobody knows where you're going. So instead of knowing in advance she was going to be at the Chiefs game, it just, you know, it rolls up and she's like at a Northwestern game and she's in the box. And it's like, what? What's going on? Why is she in a Northwestern game? What's happening here? That might be a more interesting path for her and healthy. I think it's got to be under because I just don't know what else, how much more juice you can get out of the squeeze. But I would be interested if she has, would you take the over under if I said at 0.5, is she going to have any more sports interactions in the next calendar year, like the next 12 months, not like the end of this year, but the next 12 months?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. And we're not counting the Jets game because it's already rumored that she's going there. Right. So
right.
I'm going to say over because what this has done for her on social is brought the men into it. I like the bits that are going around about people, wives trying to tell their husbands of how she's lifting
yes.
the second best tight end of all time up. And yes. and all the men are like, no, he was already going to the Hall of Fame before yeah. he even said her name ever. But from that perspective, there's been a lot of engagement. And you called it, I think, on the predictions episode at the beginning of the year, like athlete is a better play for her overall.
Yeah.
So if this isn't true love, and if it is, and it doesn't work out, I think there's going to be a situation where there's another athlete coming down the pike.
Maybe this is next week. Maybe this is next week's episode. I don't know. I would love to have like a pitch deck meeting with her and just be like, here are 10 sports people you should consider. Okay.
Yes.
Number 10. And then just go through it and be like pros and cons. Okay. And I'll do it for free, Taylor.
And here's why it's Ronald Acuna Jr.
Yeah. How you feeling about the last name? How you feeling about that?
You're not feeling good. Acuna?
I didn't try it. Okay. I know my limitations, boss. And you said it, but you doubted yourself. I know, but you doubted yourself. So I was going with the hard na instead of the nya. Yeah.
Ronald Acuna Jr. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Shout out to him. Incredible.
When they said 40-70, for a second I was like, because I'm just not watching baseball. I was like, what's the 70?
What? That's the same thing I did.
It's like, it's not RBIs. I know
the first number. The second number can't be steals because the big deal is 40-40, right?
Yeah.
So what is the 70 that we're now tracking? Like, is it warp or war? Or I don't know the stats we're keeping these days. But yeah, pretty incredible. About to become a Braves fan because it's postseason time. So that's when I start to like the Braves.
I want to check in and see if Jose Canseco has any comments on Ronald's accomplishment because I feel like he's a reservoir.
Or on the Taylor Travis situation.
Or that. Any kind of takes would probably be great for him.
We should have a segment that's like Jose says.
I mean, you could do Jose like, Canseco no way, or Lenny Dykstra.
Like, no way, Jose. Oh. And it's just like their thoughts on topical things.
Man, part of me, okay, this might be a homework assignment. I might ask ChatGPT to be like, in the voice of Jose Canseco's social media presence, please tell me your thoughts on the Republican debate last night. And
oh
just like
gosh.
Read that verbatim. So
that's going to be incredible.
See, people talk a lot about like how AI is going to take away jobs, and it's not going to do any of that. It's going to like, for the people who can weaponize it, like we're talking about, that's yes. the real, that's where the juice is, baby. Let's talk about the Dane trade because it is football season. So it feels weird to talk about basketball, but a very big deal. I guess I didn't realize they were close. I kind of thought this was going to stretch out or just not happen. But he was traded to the Milwaukee Bucks, 3-team trade with Suns, Blazers, and Bucks. A lot of people got moved around. That's not really the important thing. The important thing for me is, you know, Giannis was like, hey, I might not be around because Milwaukee sucks. And
no, know, that's not why.
I mean, he just like, I might not be here forever. So just know that.
I agree. I'm just saying he's such a nice guy. He's genuinely the best.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever said Milwaukee sucks.
There was a subtext of like, do you expect me to just be here and not contend? That doesn't make sense.
Correct. If I'm going to stay in a small market as this incredible person and brand that I am becoming.
Yes.
We better be deep in the playoffs every single season.
That's right. So, and to the Bucks' credit, because I think he got a little bit of heat. I didn't think it was inappropriate. I thought it was just like, hey, it's very reasonable. Like because I'd rather him do that than backroom deal and like him yes. make calls. So I thought this was a healthy way to handle it. And the Bucks responded by trading for Damian Lillard, which they had never been rumored from what I saw to be in the mix. But I thought it was very interesting. I think there's a lot of reaction right now. Do you think that, well, I'll ask you this over under, and the context for the question is, do you think this changes their fortunes? And I'll ask, how many championships do you think Dame will retire with? If I set the number at 0.5, you taking the over or the under?
I'm going to take the over. I don't know if he's on this team for the next 5 years. However, I think the two of them together have a real chance of making this happen. Starting lineup, including Lopez, either in the starting lineup or coming and being the sixth man, I really like for them. Jrue Holiday needs a lot of credit. He was not a chump. Now, he had some bad games, but now you're going to rely on Chris Middleton, I think, to do a lot more of the defensive assignments that Jrue was never scared to do, because mm-hmm. I don't think that Dame's going to be doing those assignments. However, if Dame's now your primary scorer, don't get me wrong, Giannis is the all-star, is the MVP on this team. But if Dame, you slot into your primary scorer, then Giannis gets to do even more Giannis-type stuff.
Yeah.
If the rest of the team can step up from a defensive perspective, I'm taking the over, because I do think that this matchup, I'm willing to be really wrong, but I do think that the Bucks, if healthy, are going to go to the finals. Now, I'm not saying they're winning it yet, but I think they're going to go to the finals just because of this trade. It just makes a ton of sense to me.
You know, I just disagree, respectfully. I think you've just traded someone who is more competent defensively for someone who's more competent offensively. And I think Dame's competency on offense is higher than Drew's competency on defense. But I think now you just create, where you had maybe a little bit of an offensive liability, now you have a defensive liability. And I don't think, now the big caveat is, can Chris Middleton stay healthy? If he's healthy, everything's different. Everything would have been different with Jrue. But if Chris Middleton is healthy and Dame is healthy and Giannis is healthy, yeah, I agree with you. I just don't think Chris Middleton is. And I think secretly, Dame's getting older, and he's a small guy, so he's going to be more prone for injury. But I just think they're the same team, just in a different way now. Does that make sense?
It does, and we just don't agree, because you've got both Lopez brothers. You've got 14 Antetokounmpos on the team, mm-hmm, okay? Mm-hmm. You've got Bobby Portis, who, okay, now, maybe not our favorite.
I love Bobby Portis. I
do too.
Full stop.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, same. And he just got USA experience. I don't want to pivot on that too much, because uh-huh. that experience was not even coming in the podium place. That's an F1 reference for you there. But Bobby Portis,
which did Max? Oh no, Max came in a podium place, but he didn't win this weekend. So that's kind of tough, right? Kind of tough.
He did win.
Oh, I thought, I must be thinking 2 weekends ago. Damn, sorry.
It's okay.
I try to sneak in there and drop it, and then just get out of the room.
You'll notice I had no attack in my eyes or my words. I appreciate it.
For listeners, he got so still, I thought he froze for a second. Because it was just like, what's the interaction? My bad, man. I tried. It's my fault.
Hey, that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. But you were thinking of 2 races ago. No problem. They had a back-to-back. They're off this weekend. Okay, no problem at all. You've got Jay Crowder. You've got Pat Connaughton. You got Bobby Portis. You got Chris Middleton. You got the Lopez brothers. I think there's defense in there. I really believe that Giannis is going to be able to play more of a LeBron role, more of a, not an exact, not a point forward all the time situation like LeBron does. But then Dame now becomes your Kyrie Irving from the Cavs days, where it wasn't so much offensive pressure. I think Giannis's defense is going to be able to step up because there's less offensive pressure. So I think that helps all around. And I'm a fan of the Lopez brothers, even though one of them is making $25 million this year and one of them is making $2 million this year.
Yeah, well, when you can shoot the three and you're a tall guy, you get paid more. And that's just how it is. I'm a little sad. You mentioned all the brothers. I kind of wish one team had to get designated the brothers team. And it was just all like Steph and Seth Curry, the Antetokounmpos, the Morris twins, all the Lopez's. It's just a whole team of brothers. I think that would be fascinating.
Vince Carter and Tracy McGrady, even though they didn't know about it until they were in the NBA.
Yeah.
They're cousins.
You'll have to get really granular on like what kind of brother, is it half brothers? Is it step brothers? Does that count? Also like Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly as their stepbrothers characters on this team in character.
Even though Adam McKay broke them up and now that series is canceled.
I see. Actually, I don't think they didn't break up, because I think John C. Reilly handled his business as a friend and was like, hey, Will, I know you want to be Jerry Buss and have a lot of sex in this TV show that is now canceled, but I'm your friend and I want to tell you, I think I'm taking it because it was offered, but I want to make sure it's cool with you. So that's a good guy, John C. Reilly, you know?
And guess what? It was the better fit. I love Will, but it was the better fit.
Will Ferrell's Jerry Buss would have been a disaster. It's too
cartoonish. Can I yes and your brother's situation?
Please.
If there is I want a rule across all major sports that if there is a father, son, brother, sister, brother, daughter, mom, daughter, dad, whatever the situation is, if there are direct family members in the same league, they automatically go on the same team.
I agree. Unless there's like beef or something, but if they want it, then I think you have to figure out fair compensation. But I think that's why a commissioner gets paid so much, is to figure out fair compensation.
Jason and Travis Kelce, same team. Here's the thing. You know what this does? This gets rid of the freaking split jersey.
Yeah.
I understand that parents have to do it. I understand that siblings have to do it. I get that, especially when the two would play against each other. But this gets rid of it. But also, if you are coming into the league, I like the idea that it doesn't guarantee that when Seth Curry comes into the league, it doesn't guarantee that Seth goes to Golden State. It guarantees that both of them have to be on the same team. And now we have to start figuring this out. You don't know what team they're going to go to, but they have to be on the same team. That's the law.
If Dottie and Kit figured this out in League of Their Own, I don't remember if that's their names, but I feel like that is their names. I feel like we can all figure that out. Are you operating from a place that a split jersey is a plague on the world right now? Is that what I'm hearing?
I understand why it has to happen.
I think it's great. It's elegant. What a solution. What a solution.
No, then we need Fanatics to step up and A, be a sponsor of our podcast, but yep. B, need to make it look better. Because when it's just like the Eagles and the Chiefs, and there's no blending of the clearly colors that don't go together. Sure. It's just an eyesore. I want to figure this out so that it's like, I don't want to say front back, but like it doesn't have to be straight down the middle linearly.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. You're saying it's just a very barbarian kind of design choice. And you're saying let's make a singular product that infuses greens and reds, that doesn't call it the Cheagles. You know, or maybe it is Cheagles. I don't know. Maybe it's Bedazzled. I don't know. I'm not here to make like, design choices.
Or the Eefs.
I don't know about that. That wouldn't be my choice. But, you know, your split jersey, your choice, right? But I think
we've always said that.
I think it's more of a flowing kind of, instead of a choppy, you know, design situation, I feel like it's more of a flowing kind of informed.
Instead of it being like the construction industry, let's have it be the art industry. Let's make it look good.
That's a great way to put it. I prefer the split jersey over the house divided bumper stickers or license plates, where it's like, wow, I feel like there's a lot of marital discord that led to this choice. And I don't feel healthy about y'all, you know? Okay. I don't even know how we got that. So we're talking about Dame. Okay. I wanted to follow up. Obviously the Suns were a part of this. That's the thing. I thought everyone, I mean, honestly, I kind of like it for the Blazers a lot. I feel like the Blazers got different. I don't know if they got better necessarily, but they did get very different. And I think,
but now scoots the focus, right?
Like which they wanted.
I agree that let's talk about the Suns, but there's not a ton on the Blazers, but Scoot is now the focus.
Yeah.
And then they build around him. Maybe they got better. Maybe they didn't. Dame was already out, so they didn't have much of a choice. I mean, you know, they had a choice, but I like it for the Blazers. Definitely. But
Aiden's perfect for Portland because, he needs to not be the center of attention, you know?
Yeah. And he can That's exactly the Suns combo is like, that was a major name that was just thrown in this trade, like in the middle, and nobody from what I've seen thus far is really, and maybe they shouldn't at this point, is really talking about how Ayton just got thrown in here to make this deal work.
Yeah, I think it was an unfortunate consequence of his production versus his salary. But I think the Drew of it all, of where he ends up, because they are sending him somewhere, whether that is Philly with something with Harden or Miami, I feel like him on Miami would be obscene. I kind of hope it's somewhere we're not talking about right now. I think that would be great. But obviously, the Suns got a little different. I think they got a little deeper, a little more bench action. And I think that makes sense because you've got three shooters in Bradley Beal now with KD and Booker. So you don't need as many points, really. Does this markedly change their destiny? How many more titles do you think KD gets over the course of his career if I set the number at 0.5?
This is a long play conversation. I'm taking Dame over 0.5. I'm taking KD under 0.5.
Mm.
I just don't see it happening. I think he's incredible. I don't see that he's going to stop getting hurt. Like there's no,
I agree.
All the patterns are just about injuries. Unfortunately, I'm taking the under due to my fear of KD getting injured.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's a fair concern. I can see him getting a title, but having been injured on the team and not actually like playing in the game or in the series. But I think in terms of the West, if I'm thinking of people I'm scared of, I'm scared of the Nuggets. I'm scared of the Lakers. Yep. And then the Suns have just burned me like financially, but also like emotionally too much. So I feel like it's that rule of like, I'm going to pay for you to show me first, and then I will maybe get invested in this.
Totally agree.
Let's go back to the NFL. We haven't had a ton of Zach Wilson conversation because it doesn't feel like there's a lot to go with or have, but they did, the Jets did sign Trevor Siemian. And I wanted, cause I'm still loving the Saleh quote. So he's like, we just got to get, Zach's got to play better. It's like, Rob, no duh. No, I need HBO Rob giving me like the really big speech. That is not something that anyone needed to know from you.
Does anyone look less like a Rob than Robert Saleh?
No. I think
so. Let's start calling him that. That's the new thing.
Rob Kardashian. Rob Kardashian doesn't look like Rob, but fair. Also Robert Saleh. It's a neck and neck race right there. You know, but how many more games do you think Zach Wilson starts with this news of Trevor Siemian being signed?
I think this is more of like me being mean to Trevor Siemian. I'm gonna take the over. Like, how is that an upgrade? I get that Zach Wilson is straight garbage.
Yeah,
but unless the team does a full mutiny.
Which it sounds like they might, honestly. Some of the buzz is that they might.
Unless they do what is probably coming, I don't understand how Trevor Siemian is going to be a better option than Zach Wilson in the next three games. Now, it could be just so bad because the Chiefs defense is actually pretty good. Between the Taylor Swift attention that's going to be on this game and Zach playing in it, it might turn into like he doesn't even make it through this game. So the under is going to hit like immediately. But getting, I would get Matt Barkley. I would get, there's so many other people, trade for Josh Dobbs, whatever the case is. If Trevor Siemian is your play, I think that this is a situation where they're actually going to run Zach Wilson into the ground so that when they cut him this offseason, no one has anything to say about, maybe there's still a chance.
I don't disagree with you. I think it might just be about vibes. It might just be like no one's going to get upset about Trevor Siemian, but everyone's constantly upset about Zach Wilson and how bad he is. I don't know why you don't go get like a Nick Foles or even. Where I understand why Nick you don't Foles? Get a Carson Wentz because Carson Wentz is evidently like just a cancer in the locker room, or even a Colt McCoy. You know, these are all unsigned guys. I know why you don't get Joe Flacco because he was terrible last year, but I kind of would love it if the Jets would go to the NFL and be like, look, we're going to bring Aaron back and he's going to play quarterback from a hospital bed. He's going to promise not to run. So we're going to give that up, but people can't like rush him. Okay. Like they can't tackle him, but he won't run. That's going to be the exchange. And at the beginning of every game, like coaches can agree on terms or something like that. I feel like that would be a better situation than what we have now.
Okay, let's give that same deal to Alex Smith, but you're not allowed to hit him. It's two-hand touch, but it's Alex Smith. Because I like your Aaron Rodgers take. I just, with all of the conversations that are going on about grass versus turf, I'm not sure how that hospital bed, that Hillrom hospital bed, ends up working on the field. What if we do the same-ish deal for Alex Smith, but it's two-hand touch? Because we do not want Alex Smith getting hurt again.
No.
And so what if we can... what if we can massage that into the deal instead?
I was really just trying to bring some Hugh Freeze visual imagery.
I understand.
Part of me, when I was trying to think of that, I wanted like a Krang situation where it's Aaron Rodgers in someone else's body, like just on someone else's legs, you know? But I just don't know. I don't know how we haven't invented that technology yet, but I like Alex Smith. And also, sidebar, yes, and I'm really liking him on the ESPN like Sunday countdown show.
I just like him in general. I think it's his face. Like he has the opposite of a punchable face. He seems
it's a very
so kind
angular,
and caring.
Trustworthy face.
It yes. Is.
And I will tell you, I watched the whole countdown because I always watch for Rex Ryan's white teeth. They are
You don't have to watch for very long to see them.
Look, man, they're hypnotizing. They're like the puzzle where you got to like really like lose focus to see the image. And
right.
I feel like I see prophecies in his teeth. They are so freaking white. But
you know, when you're a kid and you see a feature on somebody and you just stare and then your parents are like, stop staring. And you're like, but that's the most beautiful. That's the most incredible. That's the most whatever. Right. I'm saying positive. Yeah.
You're saying very positive things. That's not what I'm feeling. Just to be clear, just for the record.
Yeah, I understand. I clarified that I'm saying positive things.
Right.
I don't even know what his face looks like, but I could draw his teeth.
Yep.
To perfection if I needed to, because when those teeth come on screen, I just stare at them.
You and David Duke gets the weirdest boner when he sees Rex Ryan's teeth. Like they are so white. It is ridiculous. But I will say, Alex Smith, he was the only one in the countdown. He was like, hey guys, guess what? Cardinals are going to give the Cowboys trouble. Might even beat him this week. And they ridiculed him. but he was right. So I'm like, I'm trusting Alex Smith on everything right now. So thoughts and prayers to Matt Hasselbeck, who the other former mid quarterback who got replaced, because Alex Smith is like really bringing it, you know.
Maybe he can get signed by the Jets.
Maybe he should. Okay. I wanted to, you know, I mentioned the very emotionally supportive social media post that we did this week, that some people are choosing to feel like it was aggressive when it was obviously trying to shroud you in healing and commonality.
Hold on.
In community.
Am I the one that's saying it's aggressive? Because
no,
here's the situation.
I don't know. I was just saying
some people. Trying to grieve. I was trying to get to that next step out of 12 step. I don't know if that's
out of 7 or 12 or 10, to be honest.
Okay. I was on X number step in the process of grief.
Mm-hmm.
And I was moving. I was taking that leap to that next step. And mid-air, I go and see a post that I am not aware of. It's totally cool. The problem was the counting on the 10 players. That's what hurt. It was not you.
Yep.
It was a real thing. Marcus Freeman addressed it. But I was just like, man, I cannot believe there's 10 people on the field twice at the end of that game.
Yeah. Look, okay. Let me do the tired take. Is Marcus Freeman a good enough coach for Notre Dame? Yes, he is. Okay.
And gorgeous.
And gorgeous. Very gorgeous. Very fit. Great look. Great vibe. I love everything about him. Was a mistake? Yeah. But you know what? I think he got accelerated to this job way too early. Because he has so much upside, it's not the same as Lincoln Riley, but I think Lincoln Riley was elevated very quickly to Oklahoma, and there was some rub on that because it was a little tough and it was a little early. But now he's Lincoln Riley and he's great. I think Marcus Freeman, similarly, let's give him a little bit of time. I think he's going to make some dumb mistakes. And I will also say, Jason, I think you saw this as well. He only had 10 players on the field. Yeah. Did he ever at any point get on the field during a play and almost obscure a play from happening like Jimbo Fisher? I don't think he did. So to me, I prefer
your
Marcus
guy.
Freeman.
That's your guy. That's my guy. Didn't your guy did?
And I'm not relapsing on Texas A&M. Period.
But
end of statement. Nope. That's just a end of statement.
Okay.
I will also say, I think Connor Wigg. Did you see that he's out for the year now? So.
Who, Jimbo?
No, Connor. Their quarterbacks are now Max Johnson, Max Double X Johnson, Brad Johnson's son, I think, weirdly.
Correct.
So now backup quarterback, Jimbo's on the field. They're playing Arkansas. It's going to be a weird game because it's always a weird game because I think it's in Dallas. I'm just saying, you know when like you walk into the room after, or like you're smoking something on smoker, you got chili cooking and you smell it, and you're like, oh, I know, it's perfect. The settings are perfect. I've gotten everything that I want. I'm just saying, if you... Everything's what we want right now. It's exactly what we hoped for.
Can I yes and that?
Yes.
I don't think Jimbo was on the field on purpose. I don't think he knew what was going on in the game.
I think he was going to do an A-word chewing and just didn't realize the play hadn't resolved. Honestly, though, if you're going to be on the field, that was worse. Just stand there like a confused old man. I would have rather him like throw a crackback block or make a tackle. Because then I'm like, you know what? He lost consciousness for a second. Fugue state.
Yeah. Earn your penalty.
Yeah. Now I'm high on Jimbo because he's laying kids out here. You know, he's just like laying the wood. So I'm just saying, everybody like keep tabs on that. I mentioned the supportive healing post on social media. I wanted to highlight a couple of comments, maybe do like an overachieving comment and an underachieving comment, because one made me really sad and one made me really happy in a sad way, you know?
Okay.
So I felt like they warranted.
I'm also interested to see which order you're going to go in here.
Okay. Okay. So the overachieving comment, the one that just made me sad. This is from Katie, Lucy, and Mags. And she said, I'm an Iowa Hawkeyes and Chicago Bears fan. There's more, but that's what made me sad for her. You know,
I was just like, that is already sad.
It's a tough confluence of two waterways that are already like completely baked and gone. Like those are barren and they're never coming back. You know, she says, at the very least, both teams usually have a pretty good defense.
You can't get through.
God, that's so sad, man. That's so sad. The rational things we tell ourselves to just try to like feel better. This past weekend, even that proved to be a lie. That is true, Katie, Lucy, and Mags. And I just want to say, you don't got to be a fan of those teams, Katie, Lucy, and Mags. You can pull the ripcord. You know,
yes, and you don't have to continue to be a fan of both teams at the same time.
Yeah.
Let one of them go. You don't have to drop both of them.
Yeah. Scientists tell us we can only change a little bit at a time. You know, I feel like I'm a guy. I'm ready to hit the button and I'm boom. I'm out of the plane. Some people have to like slowly get out and that's okay. So pick one. Be like, the Bears, I'm good with not following them because it's not going to look good for a little bit. There's some buzz that Kirk Ferentz might be retiring at the end of this year. And he's going to take a stupid son with him. So that could be upside next year. You could look forward to that. The Bears, I don't see any upside. So I think...
I don't know why you're calling the son stupid, because the situation in which you have a contract that says your team has to score X number of points and you're not on the field is one of my favorite stipulations of a contract ever.
It's his vibe at press conferences where it's almost like he can't understand how people would dare to question him. Someone, a failed son, nepo child of football, somewhat royalty, who consistently is underachieved at the job that is tasked to him. But not just like underachieved in a way that people are like, are you from a different era where you don't even understand the language we're speaking in terms of offensive football? That's what Brian Ferentz is doing right now. It's absurd.
But then they said, but you get to stay. Mm-hmm. You just have to get these college kids to score more points.
Yeah. And it's a very reasonable amount of points. So you should be able to do this. And he's not able to do this right now.
What did they think was going to happen? What made them think that he could even get to this level? Just fire him.
But it's because Kirk Ferentz has all the control over there. And I want more for Iowa, because they do that really cool thing where they turn around and wave with the kids in the hospital. And I think that's the coolest tradition. So have a good team. Okay, Brian, you're disrespecting the kids in the hospital. Be better. The underachiever comment from our social post. This is from Jasmine Knapp.
I feel like you hate both of these.
No, I love them both because I wanted to give Katie, Lucy, and Mags freedom. I wanted to give her permission. Sometimes someone just needs to give you permission to do something. That's all you got to hear. And then
if you can't land the plane, put the parachute on. That's maybe right. Jump, maybe don't. Maybe see if the plane lands for yourself, but at least put the parachute on. Have a plan.
Have a plan, because Katie, Lucy, and Mags, the plane is headed into a mountain. Okay. It's going to explode. You don't have to be in it. All right. You can get out of it. Now, Jasmine Knapp, 3 P's. She says, Tennessee fan by birth, born in Knoxville at UT Medical Center. Florida fan by choice, jumped on the bandwagon in 8th grade for a hot QB and now can't get off the bandwagon so as not to be a bandwagon fan.
I assume that's Tebow?
Okay. Great question. We're going to answer that. We're going to come back to that.
Okay. Yeah.
I appreciate the bandwagon reverentialness, you know, I'm aware of this and I want to respect, you know, the lines.
Well, we're already into our second parenthetical in this one message, which I enjoy. And I know as a footnote guy yourself, you enjoy these caveats being put right. Give me the information here.
Listen, context and caveats are everything. So I found this very helpful. She said, I now live in Georgia and therefore follow the Falcons. No one knows roller coasters like me. No one. So, you know, different locations, different teams. This is interesting. The thing I dinged on was who was the quarterback, right? Because this is the interesting part that I want to know now. And immediately in my head, Florida quarterbacks, I was like, Terry Dean, probably not. Doug Johnson. I thought it was Doug Johnson. That was who my money was on. Probably Tebow, which I don't know. That was pretty recent. So I asked for clarification. And she did supply the answer. And you didn't see the answer? You don't know what the answer is?
No, I didn't even see that you asked for clarification.
I did ask for clarification.
If it's not Chris Leak, we riot.
It is Chris Leak, unfortunately.
Yes! Not unfortunately, his gorgeous eyes.
Did you know that he is in prison for sex crimes?
And I'm out.
You know what? Please keep that, because
dagnabbit.
You didn't know. Now you do. And you made a choice. So Katie, Lucy, and Mags. The Chicago Bears are basically the Chris Leak of the NFL right now, and you need to choose to get out of that. Just like Jason chose.
That could not have gone worse for me. I'm leaving it all in, too.
Look, he is objectively an attractive man. He is also, legally, he has been convicted of sex crimes with teenagers. So,
well, I'm completely out, even on maybe the best spiral ever thrown.
It's a beautiful
of a college football.
It's a beautiful
ball.
I don't know that it was sex crimes with teenagers, plural. I know it was one teenager. So I'm not trying to defend him. I'm just saying, I'm just not going to try and get sued.
I don't care what the number was.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out on a spiral. Brady Quinn now has the number one spiral of all time.
Look at that.
With a college football.
Somebody let Brady know. You know, he's going to be thrilled about that. Okay. That's all the comments we had. Thank you for everyone who commented. And we're trying to put some out every week. So make sure you're following us on Instagram so you can participate in those discussions. Before we get to our Kings of Wine Pretzel Bread payday pick, we want to remind everyone that we are also recapping the season of Survivor. So if you want to make sure to get every episode of that recap, head over to KnoxvilleCore.com and you can support us there. The good thing about supporting us there is you'll get that Survivor recap. You're also going to get all the newsletter content we're doing anyway, and we've been doing. That's paywalled, so it's not anything extra. It's just an additional value to that supporting over there. And you'll find the Survivor recap on our Overachievers primetime feed, where we're dropping ADHD audio from the videos we're doing. We're also dropping ADHD episodes, as well as now the Survivor recap. So again, that's SonicSupport.com to get the Survivor recap that started this week. Okay, Jason, it's time to advise the people on how to get a payday this weekend, brought to you by King's Hawaiian Pretzel Bread.
There will come a payday, hallelujah, what a payday. There will come a payday someday, someday. There will come a payday, hallelujah, what a payday. There will come a payday someday.
Big thanks to Uncle Baby Billy from Righteous Gemstones for composing that for us. And while our picks for your next payday are just guesses, the only real guarantee in life is King's Hawaiian Pretzel Bread. It won't make your family love you or your boss respect you, but it will be delicious. Guaranteed. Jason, what you got this week?
All right, this week, and we need to discuss this.
I'm going to hit you where I'm at, okay? Because I don't want to complicate this for you. I just want to be real clean off the top.
I know.
I'm abstaining from dealing with the Duke Blue Devils this week. They've been a wagon for me. They've been paying off. But out of best friend support, I cannot consciously be involved with them this weekend.
So you're just not betting. You're not betting and not going to tell me.
Not betting on Duke.
You're wagon.
I'm completely
out. You don't want 5.5 points for your Blue Devils.
I'm taking a wagon break out of solidarity and support for you. And then I'll be back next week.
So that means that you're also not interested in Notre Dame -5.5. So are you with me on that one?
I wanted to hear your take. And how are you confident? Or are you not confident? And
I'm very confident. They are a better team. And you're telling me -5.5, they're going to win by a touchdown. They're going to win by two field goals. That's all you need. Boom, 5.5. I love that number for Notre Dame.
Are you worried about a letdown? Are you worried about a letdown?
I'm worried about them just blowing the doors off of the Duke Blue Devils to the point where it upsets your wagon for the rest of the season. Oh, wow. That's where I'm at right now.
Okay, I will say Riley Leonard scares me to death. He's good. He's legit good. Over under 1.5 penalties of too many men on the field this week. I would take the over.
I hadn't even thought of this. We're going to be overcompensating by scoring a lot of points and putting 14 people on the field. And just, hey, if the refs don't call it,
I can just see, I don't know who the other guy is. I don't know who the play-by-play people for Notre Dame are, but just like, ah, Mike, you hate to see that. That's their fifth penalty today with 13 men on the field. It's just, it's not great, you know?
The coach did get them to do something different, though. Yep. You got to give them that.
We can't be stopped now, because it's bad boy for life.
Okay, I'll ride with you. I believe in Sam, the rib god. Any others?
I'm also going to take the Lions. Speaking of bandwagons, I think I'm going to bet the Lions every week, and I need someone to stop me, because I just really love this Lions team. And I think the Packers are garbage. They're not Bears garbage. Sorry, Katie, Lucy, and Mags. Mm-hmm. But the Packers are not in a good place right now. They're not as in a bad place as the Bears and the Jets.
Yeah.
But I think that the Lions are truly a better team, even though this is also at Lambeau for my friend who ended up winning that bet. The Packers barely beat Jameis Winston. I'm taking the Lions -1.5 over the Packers in Lambeau. I love it.
We can't be stopped now, because it's bad boy for life.
Yeah, I think the Lions, it's a little tricky because I think everyone's like, I don't know, is their offense not as good? I think they've played some really good defenses. Like, I think now the Chiefs look like a really good defense, and I think they're gonna beat that butt. So I'm thinking I would have taken this 6.5. You know, I feel like it's going to be big. So I like those.
Love it.
I've got three. And you tell me what you think. First up, we've got Georgia Bulldogs playing the Auburn Tigers. I've been looking at this game for a while. I've been not skeptical, not embracing of the Hugh Freeze Auburn Tigers, but I'm just watching them because they're kind of like a fireball, and I don't know which way are they going to burn or not. I feel like this is maybe Georgia's. South Carolina was a game, you know, but I feel like this is kind of a spotlight game, and I feel like Georgia really. They boat race people in games like this. We are doing a live show in Georgia this weekend. So I try to support the local teams when I do that. you know. So Georgia is
giving... Oh, so you're taking the Falcons this weekend too?
Yeah, you know, I'm still working on that. I'm just still like looking on what that's about. But Georgia's giving 14.5 points. It's a weird number. I don't like it, but I still think they beat Auburn by more than that. You in or you out? We can't be stopped
now, cause it's bad boy for life. I'm in. I like it. I like that we're betting on Georgia when we're in Georgia. 14.5. I'd love 13.5. Maybe I'll find a way to get there with a boost or something. But I think that it's going to, I think Georgia's going to cover no problem.
You know what? Andre 3Sec's going to be at the live show. I couldn't look him in the eye. I couldn't look him in the eye if I didn't bet.
Same.
So, okay. I've got Michigan. They're giving.
Meanwhile, he'll look me directly in the eye and take the Duke Blue Devils and 5.5 points and look at me directly in the eyes.
You know what though? I appreciate that honesty. You know, that's communication. That's what that's about. I've got Michigan giving 17 points to Nebraska. Nebraska just looks like trash. Matt Rhule, I don't know, like Colorado ran them up. Jim Harbaugh is back. And I feel like this is the first game where Michigan is going to like deploy all of the toys. I think JJ McCarthy's going to be like, hey, maybe me for Heisman, stuff like that. So you like that, Michigan giving 17? We can't be stopped now,
because it's bad boy for life. I would take this number up to like 20.5.
I agree.
Michigan is going to boat race.
I agree. And then my last one, Washington, the Washington Huskies and Michael Penix Tip Jr. They are giving 18.5 points to the Arizona Wildcats, I guess. And I would take this number at a million. I just think they are just scoring points. They have like three NFL wide receivers. Arizona's not good. And I don't care where this game is played. I don't care what time this game is played. I'm going to trust them to score a lot of points.
Are we nervous that we just agreed on every single bet?
Yes. Yes, we are.
I'm not. You are. Not us. I'm not nervous at all. I like all of these bets. I'm going to take the Washington. I'm going to bump that number up to 20.5 for sure. I might even bump Michigan up to 20.5 and parlay them together.
I might parlay these all together as well. But I also know in doing
this is how we lose money. Let's do this.
This is just like in, spoiler alert, in the last Avengers movie, when Thanos thinks he has all the stones and he snaps and nothing happens. That's what this bet is. We going to snap and nothing's going to happen except we all lose money.
So let me get this straight. You took the Lions on the road, Notre Dame on the road, Michigan on the road, and Washington on the road, and Georgia on the road.
Road dogs, baby. Road dogs.
Parlayed them all together. You're daggone right, I did.
Who let the dogs out? Musical clip in here now. Okay, before we get to Came Close to the Pin, let's check in with Andre 3Sec to get his 3-stack pack of picks.
Gentlemen, how we doing? Fresh off a 3-day bender at Ahupi Match Play Club, one of the finest golf courses in the world. Excited for a little week 5 of college football. We're going to start our 3-pack of best bets for week 5 with the Syracuse Orange getting 6.5, hosting the Clemson Tigers. Hopefully the Syracuse Orange can go ahead and put a nail in the Clemson season. Like Georgia State -1, and like BYU at home +2. No bonus bet for the week, but Mrs. 3Sec and I will be heading down to Atlanta to see the podcast live on Saturday night. Excited for the PMG team to rock the stage. If you see somebody in a Tennessee t-shirt or a Notre Dame hat, I promise you that's not me.
All right, let's now wrap up here with Came Close to the Pin. I think we are, what are we at right now? Okay, we're knotted at 4.5 myself to 4. This round 9, in honor of Survivor coming back, we wanted to pick a Survivor contestant from last season. So we will be picking last season's winner, Jam Jam. Jam Jam is on Cameo. And to pass the torch to the new cast of characters that we have talked about on our recap that you can get at knoxcore.com, we will be guessing Jam Jam. What do you think Jam Jam's Cameo price is? I've got my number.
I like a nice, even $100.
Oh, interesting. I have chosen $99. So
nice. I thought you were going to do 101 or 99. So then I went with 100. I am glad I didn't go with 101, which was going to be my backup guess, because then if it was 100, I don't know what we were going to do.
Here's the thing. We would have just tied 1 point each. My thought process here is a man who just went on national TV and won $1 million. I feel like you can't in good conscience go on Cameo and ask for triple digits. You have to keep it double digits, but you can go as high on the double digits as possible.
Could be a charity situation.
Could be. I would just like to say, if I was Jim Jam, if I was advising Jim Jam, I'd be like, don't give any money to anybody because you're going to start a pay it forward situation where you get in like a fast food line and like you pay for someone a coffee behind you and you have to stop that. Because if I won, if I was the next winner, I'd be like, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not paying for somebody else's coffee. I'm paying for my
great,
coffee.
Great bit on I Think You Should Leave where he pays it forward. And then
please, I'm doing something. Please. I love it. I absolutely love it. All right. So I'm 99. You are 100 for Jam Jam. Final answer. You can get a personal video with Jim Jam for $50.
Dang it.
$50. He has a 4.94 rating, 85 reviews. His summary says, hola, it's me, Jim Jam, sole survivor of Survivor 44. It's me in a video saying hola and more. Feels a little redundant. Ja, ja, ja. Four better videos include names, fave, phrase of mine, fun facts, stories, hobbies, etc. So I don't know. Not very personal in that, you know.
We have a cameo announcement in this moment.
We do?
Yes, because later on the season, we agreed that we're going to go 10 rounds, mm-hmm. not the 10 points. Mm-hmm. And because we made that, I had remarked at the time, I hope that 0.5 doesn't come back to bite me. Spoiler alert, that 0.5 has come back to bite me. It's 5.5-4 right now. I cannot win. You've won this segment of Camo Closest to the Pin. I think this is your first win. We are no longer doing the buy two thing. We're going to do, sorry, Josh.
Yeah.
We're going to do 10 rounds. And this means I can't catch up. I can't be clearer. I'm never giving you 0.5 or 0.25 ever again in the history, in the future of this segment.
Yeah. Look, I think I look at it as a generosity. You spotted me. You felt bad for me last round because you did dust me. I appreciate you letting me get my sea legs back under me, let me back in the game. I want to thank Kings of Wine Pretzel Bread. I want to thank my kids for inspiring me. I want to thank Cameo. I want to thank BetterHelp. You know, thank you for all you do and how you've like prepped me for this season. Thank you to you, Jason. You've been a worthy competitor, but just come up short this season, really the whole way.
Okay,
so thanks. I appreciate that.
Wow.
So I think, you know, when it really counted, you just came up one point short, just like your Notre Dame Fighting Irish. And I feel like that's a
unbelievable.
That's a poetic symmetry. And I just feel like good for you. Good for you for life imitating art. Imitating life. Okay, that's going to do it for this episode of the Over Underachievers. Before we go, we'd like to encourage you to spread the word about the show by tweeting, Instagramming, or just talking about it out loud around other people you know. That's the best way to help us out. And it makes you look like a genius for what great taste you have. I'm Knox. He's Jason. We'll see you next time.
Somebody once told me the world is going to roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb and the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the beers start coming and they don't stop coming. Back to the wounds and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense, not to live for fun. The brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see, so what's wrong with it in the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey girl, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, yeah. Hey, only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media map begs to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. All back when the only shooting stars.